This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you ever wanted to live a new life? Paul says that we too may live a new life in Romans 6:4. Paul ends chapter 5 by affirming that where sin increases, grace likewise increases. There is always sufficient grace for your forgiveness and the power to live a new, abundant, and victorious life. Since this is true, some might conclude that if there is always sufficient grace, then our sinning is no big deal. Paul asks, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" He then answers his own question, "By no means." This could be translated, "May such a thing never occur," or "Away with the thought." The King James translates it, "God forbid." Then he explains that when we trust in Jesus Christ for salvation, something dramatic happens to us. We are freed from the slavery of the old human nature. We don't have to respond to its bidding anymore. In addition, we are given a new divine nature. The Holy Spirit comes into our lives and quickens our spirit. It was dead to God before, now it is alive to God. What this means is that you don't have to respond to or yield to the draw or enticement of the old nature. You are free from its reign in your life. You have within you the draw or encouragement of the Holy Spirit toward doing what would please God. The will before salvation was a slave to the old nature. Now the will is free to choose between the old and the new, and is encouraged to choose in favor of the new. Paul goes on to explain in chapter 6 how we can make this a vital reality in daily living.